Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 28th of October 1961. Only Dukkha exists. Sayadaw told the story of Rohitasa Devata. The end of the world means Nibbana. Only with knowledge, Nana, i.e., Vipassana knowledge and path knowledge, you arrive there and no other ways or methods. Here the world is Sankhara Loka, conditioned world. This Kanda body is Sankhara Loka and we have it by conditioning. Loka, the world or the Kanda is arising and vanishing moment to moment. You can't arrive to Nibbana with good Kama, but with good knowledge, Nana, will arrive there. It's clear that Nibbana is the way of knowledge, Nana. The action way, Kama path, leads to 31 realms of existence. There are three paths, Kama path, Janic path and Nana path, the ways of action, absorption and Vipassana. Kamic path is the far cause, Janic path is the near cause and Nana patha, the path of knowledge, is the direct way. Here Sayadaw used Nana patha as the direct way instead of the cause. Nibbana is not arising by causes because it is free from the three universal characteristics. Now human lifespan is very short, average 75 years. If you want to reach Nibbana quickly, you must follow the Nana path. In the two-armed length Kanda, follow it with knowledge and observe with it. Follow with one which you prefer it among the four Satipatthana. If you are able to discern feelings with knowledge, then observe feelings. If the mind, then observe the mind, etc. Contemplate their arising phenomena with Nana on the arising and vanishing of the conditioned world. Sankhara Loka, it is insight practice, Vipassana. The Buddha taught that the Four Noble Truths existed in the Kanda. Accept greed, lobha or tanha, craving, all the other name and form, nama and rupa, is dukkha sakka. It's the cessation of dukkha nirodha sakka if no tanha exists. When I ask you, do the kandas disappear? It is loka nirodha sakka, the truth of the cessation of the world or mind and body. Sayadaw had the skill of using the Pali language in many forms to describe the experience. Satava Arya Savaka, the learned disciple of noble beings, hear the yogi, I is Magga Sakka, the truth of the path. While observing it the world, Loka will tell you as, I am Dukkha Sakka. The Kanda will tell you as, I am Anicca, I am Dukkha, and I am Nirodha. Kanda is the teller and Nana is the observer. It'll tell you what it has to say. It will not tell you any more if it has nothing to say. The observer will see the ending of it. The ending of the Kanda is Nibbana. Birth and death are loka, arising and vanishing are loka, arising dukkha and vanishing dukkha are loka. You have to decide it as in the 31 realms of existence have no happiness at all. If you ask me, how long do I have to contemplate it? This is difficult to say. However, it is also easy to say. It'll take long if the kalesa is thick. If kalesa is thin, with the practice in the morning and you can realize it in the evening. Don't talk about perfection, parami. What happens to me? Do I have parami? Don't think about it. You have to increase your faith and energy. You see the truth if you discern impermanence. It's only listening to the Sakka Dharma and to see Sakka, the truth by observing it. Sayadaw talked about the practice on feeling. There are no times without feeling. During the pregnancy in the womb is Dukkha. After birth is also Dukkha. At the time of death is Dukkha. Except Dukkha arising and Dukkha ceasing, there is nothing exists. You'll see it clearly as it's only Dukkha. Dukkha disappears if Khanda disappears, it disappears under the observing mind. Nibbana exists at the ending of Khanda. It will arrive to the end by following its process. You'll see Nibbana by developing it with Bhavatabha, contemplating many times. It'll never appear by waiting for it with good kamma, including with prayers as some Buddhists and other faiths. It'll only arise by waiting and observing with good nana. The ending of the world, loka, means one's own loka khanda. With the not wanting mind arises for the khanda and loka, the world comes to an end, all the three worlds will come to an end for the arahant. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. No date. Perfection for Nibbana. Amata means deathless, which is Nibbana. The way or path to the deathless is the path factors, Magunga, or the four paths, Magga. This talk was based on a sutta in the Samyutta Nikaya, but Sayadaw did not mention its name. Closing square bracket. You have to go straight and will arrive to the deathless. You encountered me this life because you had fulfilled your perfection, Parami. Making wished for life existence was making prayers to die with feeling, because at any time never lacking from feeling, i.e., Vedana, which is one of the five khandas, is present momentarily. Not knowing of Dukkha Sakka that beings prayed for Vedana. Making wished was Tanna and what they got was the killer, Khanda. Nibbana only attains by contemplating with Magga Sakka on the Dukkha Sakka. Contemplating on the arising and vanishing of phenomena is developing Dukkha Sakka. Come out from impermanence and arrive Nibbana, the Buddha taught in Udana Pali. Not seeing impermanence is coming out from impermanence. At first contemplate impermanence with the five path factors, Magunga. After the ending of impermanence completes with the eight path factors and it is on the main road of the path, Magga, with the continuous walking it'll be sure of arriving at the deathless Nibbana. The eight path factors, Noble Eightfold Path, send the yogi to the deathless. Without the five path factors, arising can't become the eight path factors, or no insight knowledge, vipassana nana, and the path knowledge can't arise. Whenever you observe the khanda, only impermanence exists. I.e., udaya abhaya, arising and vanishing. Only those who know the impermanence of the dukkha and thus awaken to it, only then will they emerge from impermanence and attain Nibbana. I want you to come out from here, i.e., Anicca, that importantly I have to tell it. This khanda is full of dukkha. Anicca khanda disappears is dukkha disappear. The absence of dukkha is Nibbana. And the knowledge which there is no dukkha existed is path wisdom. Therefore, in the Udana Pali, the Buddha mentioned as there was Nibbana without any conditions. What kind of conditions is Nibbana? Its object condition, Aramana Pakayo. You have to note it carefully. It's Aramanika Adhipati Pakayo, predominant object condition. It's as a sense object condition for people who had no defilements, Kalesa. Nibbana is Nama Dharma, mind phenomenon. It will not let the mind incline towards it with the kalesas of greed, lobha, anger, dosa, and delusion, moha. Nibbana does not accept anyone who has pollution, otherwise, it would not call people to incline towards it. It doesn't have connection with any kalesa. Why have you still not seen it yet? Because you still have pollution in your heart. So Nibbana is selecting people. First with insight knowledges to clear away defilements, kalesa. It will accept the mind inclines towards Nibbana with the path knowledge of no defilement at last. In this case, Vipassana Nana is still cleaning up defilements and Magga Nana has finished it. It's still cleaning Kalesa if still seeing of impermanence. After piling up the Kalesa rubbish, and burn it down with Magunga fire that Nibbana invites coming to see it. This is the commentary gave the example. Even it's not easy to clean Kalesa to finish it still far away. It can't be possible to see Nibbana, which is the ending of Anicca, if still not discerning of Anicca. If seeing impermanence dawn is arising, which was mentioned in the Namarupa Parikkhada textbook. Transcendental knowledge has to be arisen by discerning of Anicca. When the day dawns, the sun will soon be out. You don't need any parami, perfection. The Buddha taught the five padaniyangas, and if practicing in accordance with it, you would realize Nibbana. The main factor in this is the discernment of impermanence. The five padaniyangas are: 1. Have strong faith, 2. Good health, 3. Practicing with straightforward mind, 4. Practicing diligently, 5. Discerning of impermanence. Therefore, discerning of impermanence means one has the perfection that you have to continue the practice. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, in 1954. Sukha Nibbana. Sayadaw returned to Amarapura from Mogik in November 1952. This talk was delivered in 1954 that an early talk there. It seems that not many of those who came to listen to the discourse in the early days were very close to Sayadaw. Therefore, Sayadaw sometimes even called out the names of some female disciples in queue and a style to get their response. After 2 or 3 years, never mentioned their names again, and only to 2 or 3 laymen sitting in front of him. The early talks were also a little more than an hour and later changed to only an hour. Closing square bracket. You attain the path knowledge if seeing the cessation of dukkha. The hot element and the death element all are ceased, including all the seeds to hells. It has the meaning of you will never encounter with all kinds of suffering. I am encouraging you with the practice to get the knowledge, i.e., path knowledge, of the cessation of dukkha. At getting old and at dying will be difficult for you, all these come to you if not get this knowledge. You don't get it by praying and must do it yourself. In you there are except the perishing minds and nothing exists. These are arising and vanishing, in this way. Following the arising mind and contemplate them with Nana. Check them always as, not exist and has vanished, not exist and has vanished, etc. Only all these will come to you. This is the dukkha of existing. Because of not existing that it becomes dukkha. Is still your own mind. It's not your mind, the dukkha of arising and vanishing. Do you become disenchanted and wearisome by seeing a lot of them? Does it not arise in your mind Nana all becoming dukkha? The not wanting mind, Nana, arises. However, you look for it, these dukkha, and not arising anymore, instead the path knowledge arises. The not wanting mind is path knowledge. The black dukkha disappears, you'll find the white sukha. Seeing all the black is seeing dukkha. With a lot of looking at him, you'll see the white. The cessation of dukkha means you can't find it. You'll see sukha if not seeing dukkha. Dukkha nirodha nana. This is the knowledge of seeing the cessation of dukkha. Only the black dharma does not exist, but something is there. Even though nothing is there, a knowing exists, Nana exists. Today Dharma is not easy. I am talking on the real Nibbana. Someone has not seen Dukkha, then the cessation of Dukkha does not come out from him. This Sukha is Nibbana and the seeing of it is Magga Nana. Sukha and Nana are on a line, one ahead and one behind. i.e., the same as the mind experiences Sukha Nibbana. Hear Sayadaw's skill in using language. It'll be clear with example to express the refined Dharma. Dor Shui had a boil on her hand that kept hurting. The wound would heal when all the pus came out. If I ask her, "How are you, Dor Shui?" she will answer me as it's gone. Dor Shui seemed older than Sayadaw and one of the regular listeners of his talks with her husband. Disappearing and paining are at the same place. It means Dukkha does not exist anymore. At the time of paining, this arm and this Dukkha, after disappearance this arm and this Sukha. At the time of seeing impermanence is this body Kanda, after that not seeing Dukkha and only see the happiness. This is Nibbana with the Kanda. It can't be changed and has to go in this way. The differences are the growing of the boil and the disappearing of it. At the contemplating place have to see Dukkha and Sukha. Is Nibbana far away? If you still haven't seen the Dukkha, then don't expect to see the Sukha. Only by seeing Dukkha Sukha, you'll see Nirodha Sukha. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. No date. Ascending with three knowledges. The Buddha's duty was to teach people until they understood. For practicing was the duty of disciples, Savaka, who listened to the talks. This is not getting with prayers. I am talking about what the Buddha had taught. So, don't have any doubt on it. One of the verses which nearly everyone know is Sabbe Sankara Anicca Ti, all conditioned phenomena are impermanent. Yada Panaya Pasati. When one sees this with insight wisdom. Or Hanibandati Dukkhe, one becomes weary of Dukkha. Essa Mago Visuddhiya. This is the path to purity. I'll show you the three stages of the process. This side is three objects of the contemplation, and the opposite side is three nana of the contemplating mind. One, the first stage is Sabbe Sankara Anicca Ti, right pointing arrow from the side of object. Yada Panaya Pasata is, at that moment you have to contemplate it with insight wisdom, right pointing arrow. This is the contemplating nana. First you have to practice in this stage. It means observing Anicca with Panna. When it shows its impermanence, contemplate with Panna. This is not for reciting, but it tells you for the contemplation. This is the Gata verse, shows you the practicing process of entering towards Nibbana. Whatever mind or form, rupa, you want to observe will discern Anicca. The observed object and the contemplating nana have fit in together, or one and one fit in together, i.e., Anicca and Panna. Here Sayadaw told the disciples that he was following the Buddha's system of teaching them in the form of questions and answers. Is there any time when Anicca is not displayed? The Buddha's concern was you didn't observe it, so he included the word, Yada's right pointing arrow, when it shows Anicca to teach you. The Buddha was quite exact in his teaching. So, there is no place for the later monks, especially scholars and philosophers, to change it or add new ideas and formulated views into his Dharma. 2. Let's go to the second stage, Atanibandhati Dukkhe, when it shows Dukkha, contemplate it until it becomes disenchanted or wearisome. Dukkhe and Nibbandhati have to be combined. You contemplate it until it becomes wearisome, as Anicca is Dukkha Sukha. 1. The first stage is the knowledge of seeing Anicca, Yathabhuta Nana. 2. The second stage is the knowledge of disenchantment, Nibbida Nana. 3. The third stage is the path knowledge of Magga Nana. Visuddhiya means purify from Kalesa, that is Nibbana. Essa Mago is the path knowledge. 1 and 2 are Vipassana knowledges. 3 is Locutora Nana, Transcendental Knowledge. After the ending of disenchanting with Anicca and the path, knowledge arises. These three stages are ascending with its maturity in accordance with the nature of Dharma. It doesn't need anything for you to do it. Even you're disenchanted with him, continue with the contemplation without stopping it. It has to be brought to maturity. It needs to be developed, bhavatabha, by deep contemplation. Knowledge of disenchantment will arise if seeing a lot of anicca's. You can't stop it. There are three types of person in attaining of the path knowledge. 1. Turning inward to one's own candor with Nana while talking, e.g., Sariputta. 2. Contemplating one's candor after receiving the instructions. 3. Someone has to practice a lot by developing it, Naya person, today yogi. Sayadaw continued to talk about the three stages of the ascending knowledges. 1. The first stage is Yathabhuta Nana. 2. The second stage is Nibbida Nana. 3. The third is Path Knowledge, Magga Nana. Yathabhuta Nana means the knowledge of seeing as it really is. Anicca exists, that knowing it as Anicca. The knowing and the reality fit together. You're the three rooted persons, Tihetuka, if having the first stage of knowledge. Born with the wholesome roots of non-greed, non-hatred and non-delusion. By practicing hard in this life, you will attain the path knowledge. You don't commit the five heavy kammas, pancha anantariya kamma, and have dispelled wrong views. If you discern arising and vanishing phenomena, and I'll take the guarantee that in this life you must attain the path knowledge. Don't worry about that if you have not these six faults, i.e., five heavy kamma plus wrong views. Don't be in low spirit in regard with the 10 knowledges or 16 knowledges. These were taught by Ven. Sariputta, and all of them included in the three stages of knowledge, as mentioned above, which taught by the Buddha. The first stage must practice a lot. The second stage practice little, and it'll be transferred by itself to the third stage, i.e., Anicca, Nibbida and Magga Nana respectively. Just practice hard for the practice and Dharma will carry on by itself. In the Satipatthana Sutta, it mentioned as one could attain it in 7 years with weak faculty and sharp faculty in 7 days. In the Bodhirajakumara Sutta, Minnesota 85, the Buddha taught the Prince Bodhirajakumara that one who practiced with sharp faculty in the morning could realize Nibbana in the evening. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. No date. Becoming and Eight Faults. Sayadaw based this talk on a sutta called the Simile of the Great Log, Salayatana Samyutta. This sutta is quite well known because many monks using it to talk lay people. Once the Buddha was dwelling at Kosambi on the bank of the river Ganges. A great log being carried along by the current of the river, and the Buddha pointing the log to the monks and delivered this talk. It was simple but has profound meaning in it. A very significant person in the audience was a cowherd, Nanda, because after the talk he asked the Buddha for permission to become a monk. After becoming a monk, Venerable Nanda dwelt alone and practiced diligently. He became an arahant. Closing square bracket. Rounds of existence, samsara birth, aging and death are going in a round continuously, i.e., jati, jara and marana. Three or four bad things, plus vyadi, sickness, are in a series which is called samsara. Sayadaw talked about the simile of the great log. The samsaric traveler is like a great log. A yogi who has not attained Nibbana is one who has never before contemplated with insight, vipassana, on the six bases of internal sense, such as the eyes, ears and nose, etc. Having affection to them was like the log veers towards the near shore. You'll not have affection to them if contemplating with insight. Then it'll not veer on towards the near shore. Again, the yogi had affection for the six external sense objects of sight, sound, smell, etc. It was like the log veers towards the far shore. Sinking in the midstream is sunk by tanha raga, craving and lust. Getting cast up on high ground is mana, conceit or has conceit. It can continue to float in the stream of current by contemplating all of them with insight. Getting caught by human beings means don't want to separate with family members and wealth. Here Sayadaw referred to his audience. In the sutta the Buddha referred to monks. After freeing from here getting caught by devotees, non-human beings. Before the realization of Nibbana, you would have the aspiration and desire to enjoy the happiness of heavens and Brahma worlds. Sayadaw made a lot of effort in many of his talks to change his audience's wrong inspiration and desire or traditional mistaken ideas and views of common Buddhists. One of these is that many Buddhists make merits for the worldly happiness that they pray and inspire for these enjoyments before arriving at the Nibbana. The log continues by floating down, getting caught in a whirlpool. It was sucking in by the whirlpool of five cords of sensual pleasure. Inward rottenness is a person who does not have sila. The samsaric traveler who has not reached the Nibbana is caught up in one of these eight faults. By contemplation of impermanence to one's kanda, one will be free from all these eight faults. Do it for the penetration of one truth, i.e., dukkha sakka. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. No date. The nature of dukkha. The Buddha taught us not attached to the present kanda and not wishing for the kanda of the future to come. By dying in this way was the best way, from Majjhima Nikaya. A wanderer asked Ven. Sariputta on dukkha and sukha, from in. 10.65 Pathamasukhasuttam, an. 10.66 Dutiyasukhasuttam. Sariputta answered him that taking rebirth again was dukkha and not taking rebirth was sukha. One will attach to the kanda without insight nana. Praying for the kanda is to become the eating and chewing stuff of aging and death. It was the same as chicken, pig, etc. are becoming the eating and chewing stuff for human beings. Only the fools are doing this thing. Another point is that death is just an increase of earthly soil in vain. This point supports what the Buddha had said in the Anamataga Samyutta, Mount Vipula Discourse, SN 15. 20 Vipulapabhatasuttam, from the Buddha Kakasanda to the Buddha Gotama between the four Buddhas, its height decreasing, i.e., Mount Vipula. Closing square bracket. It's not increasing your own well-being. The new one changes and the old one vanishes is the working of the kanda. The kanda's nature is arising and vanishing. This is the dukkha nature of the kanda. It happens all the time. Viparinama lakanam dukkha sakam. The characteristic of change is truth of dukkha. You observe it with nana and will talk about its changing and vanishing. It has only dukkha sakka, and with a lot of observing the time will come for no affection to the kanda. This only comes to someone who observing it intensely. Only by knowing the present dukkha and no desiring and wishing for the absent, future, dukkha. It's becoming clear that not doing vipassana to know very well about this kanda, that having affection to the present kanda and desiring for the absent kanda. It continues to show its changing and vanishing with many observing. Vedana shows like water bubbles arise on water when rains fall on it. You get the knowledge of as it really is, Yathabhuta Nana. Continue to observe, and you'll know its oppressive dukkha, dukkhasa palanata. It oppresses without pity to a person who has affection with it. Only by knowing the changing and vanishing that has no affection to the present khanda. You get Yathabhuta Nana if seeing the changing and vanishing in details. They show it in the way of non-stop, not seeing them is and apadarjana, a blind worldling. Because one even doesn't know about oneself. No vipassana is like someone born in darkness and die in darkness. If you arrive to this stage of Yathabhuta Nana from the blind worldling, you become good worldling, Kalyana Padarjana. After that you'll see it as the dukkha machine is revolving. This is seeing its function. It's rising up to the knowledge of seeing it as disgusting and wearisome. It becomes Nibbida Nana, knowledge of revulsion. Furthermore, it's closer to the stage of not wanting this khanda. After that, all the dukkha ceases and becomes Nirodha and Magga, cessation and path knowledge.